This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Starting Monday and for the next 40 days, there will be public events across the country to consider jobs and poverty, with a focus on people with jobs who still live in poverty. It's tied to Martin Luther King's Poor People's Campaign 50 years on. Marketplace's Renata Sago takes us to Memphis, where people are getting ready for an ambitious program.
The meeting room in the basement of the First Congregational Church of Memphis is packed for a training session on community building and peaceful protest. Clergy members rock back and forth, singing a civil rights anthem next to activists, residents, and workers like Ashley Cathy.
I'm still struggling, even though I work three jobs, so I'm poor.
The 28-year-old works the maximum number of hours the law allows for part-timers at Church's Chicken and also at the Crown Plaza Hotel. On the weekend, she works at a nightclub called Paradise.
At churches, I only make $7.35. At the hotel, I make $10.50. And at Paradise, I make $2.23.
She relies on tips there. Since Kathy's mother died 2 years ago, she's been putting in more than 100 hours a week to help take care of her younger siblings. She says she has no health insurance, and she really can't save money either. For her, the phrase, hard work pays off, is an illusion.
I'm still working hard today, so why haven't it paid off?
Some 40.6 million people, or 12% of the U.S. population, live in poverty, according to data from the U.S. Census Bureau. And the U.S. Department of Labor finds that Black, low-wage workers like Kathy are disproportionately poor. That's one reason why thousands of volunteers in more than 40 states are reviving Dr. King's Poor People's Campaign, urging lawmakers to change policies they say reinforce poverty and racism.
We've not made any advances in any of these areas, and in fact, in some of those areas, people are hurting more.
Beth Foster is treasurer for the campaign's Tennessee chapter. She says the campaign's goal is to bring awareness of many Americans who are a car wreck or health emergency away from financial ruin. Economist Margaret Sims with the Urban Institute says for low-wage workers, there's little opportunity for upward mobility.
The structure's just set up in a way that works against you.
So workers like Kathy can't save money to buy property, invest in stocks and bonds, or pass those assets on to the next generation to give them a head start. In Memphis, I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.